Welcome to Volcano Watch.
This is a weekly podcast to update you on the volcanic activity of the week. I'm one of your hosts, Corinne Jorgensen.
And I'm your other host, Alessandro Musu. We are PhD students at the University of Geneva.
We study volcanoes and we're here to give you all the hot volcano news.
First, a quick update on the volcanic activity of the past week.
And then the focus of the day. And this week we chat with our colleague Francisco, who just came back from doing some work on volcano.
So let's go to it, Corinne. It's October 18th at the time of recording, and here are your quick updates.
Okay, so this week we saw some ash advisories in the Americas from Reventador, Fuego, Nevado de Ruiz, Popocatépetl, Samancaya, Nevado de Chilén, Sengue, Semis Portionoy, and Semis Portionoy. Alessandro, do you want to guess who won the tallest plume?
Yeah, I might imagine that, but I would prefer to change names, so I will go for Nevado de Ruiz.
No, it was Samancaya, as per usual. Can you guess what height?
Usually Samancaya is around, 7.9 kilometer. I will go for 7.9 kilometer.
8.2!
Oh, new record for the month, at least.
Yes.
So, this week we saw an increase in fontaining activity at Kilauea. The lava flows continue to fill the Halemahumau Lake, and the activity is only concentrated in the western part of the lake. We also report a new fissure opening to the northern portion of the currently active fissure.
Okay, our friend Sengue in Ecuador is still actively producing Vulcanian activity from the summit crater. Ash plumes reach about 6.4 kilometers, and that's pretty good, but still not high enough to beat Samancaya.
Okay, let's fly in Europe now, in La Palma, Canary Island in Spain, that is showing no sign of stopping.
But showing increased signs of destruction, which is no good.
At all. So this week was a week for big eruption and big lava flows. This week, the lava flows reached the town of La Laguna, which was evacuated, and on October 14, there was a lava outflow due to the collapse within the crater that resulted in few days of lots of lava outpour and moving rapidly, very rapidly. One estimate from Involcan reported a speed of 1300 meters per hour. There are currently four arms to the lava flow, as seen by Copernicus AMS images on Twitter, and the northernmost arm is the newest, and it might reach the sea very, very soon.
Okay, so this week, La Palma Asla had several earthquakes above 4.0 magnitude, with the highest being 4.6 on October 16th at a depth of 37 kilometers. However, on October 17th, there seems to be a decrease in the eruption flow rate, going back down to 15 meters per hour, which is a lot more reasonable. I mean, it's still fast, but it's like less crazy. VolcanoDiscovery.com reported some deflation close to the eruptive center, and this might mean that the magma outflow is exceeding the supply. So maybe the peak is past? We hope. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, we very, very hope both. And if you are interested, we suggest you to follow Involcan on Twitter. They post several times a day with really informative updates. The whole Involcan team is doing such a very, very good job.
Yeah, they're doing great. Okay, so in Italy this week, we have a little bit of news from Volcano, where some families have been evacuated, and the alert level was already at yellow due to increased fumarole-like activity and some tremors. The decision was also taken after last week's observations, where really high levels of SO2 emissions, and also sad findings of dead animals in the area. So we'll actually chat a little bit more about this in the focus, so we'll leave it there for now.
So, on Piton de la Fournaise, alert level 1 has been issued following a shallow seismic swarm and rapid deformation early morning on October 18th. It's told that an eruption is imminent, so the alert level 1 includes evacuation and closure to risk areas.
So we'll keep our eyes peeled on that. In Asia this week, we saw ash advisories from Semeru, Suanozjima, Bagana, Lavotolo, Garinki, Ibu, and Manam.
Activity continues at Suanozjima, Ryukyu Island, Japan, with almost continuous explosion with ash plumes. The explosions are not only responsible for volcanic plumes, but also for the formation of lapilli, bombs, and blocks within an area of about 700 meters from the main on Takya Summit crater. The warning bulletin states that the bombs could be dropped over an area of up 2 kilometers.
Eruptive activity was also observed from Nishinoshima, the small island about 970 kilometers south of Tokyo. The last update was reported from VolcanoDiscovery.com about 1 month ago. Today we got new aerial pictures acquired from the Japan Coast Guard, which show some small degassing from this event.
So Japan is really taking the scene in Asia, and a new explosion occurred also at Azo volcano in the central Kyushu. A gas steam plume with minor ash content rose for 600 meters, very small plume, from the Nakadake crater. The explosion has been preceded by an increase in volcanic tremors.
So Taal is still spitting out high amounts of SO2. 5 Volks, the Philippines Volcano Observatory people, reported 23,000 tons of SO2 per day, which is crazy. Plus, there's been quite a lot of VOG, volcanic smog, which we did a focus on in the springtime. And ground deformation has also been continuing. So as per usual, we're keeping our eyes peeled on Taal.
And as per usual, also thanks to our main sources, VolcanoDiscovery.com, InVolcan, OVPF, FIVOLC, and ENGV.
Okay, we're good. Okay, so hi Francisco, how are you?
Good, I'm pretty excited to be here. Thanks for inviting.
Thanks for coming here. Okay, so can you tell us your name and then where you study and what lab group you're part of?
Okay, I'm Francisco Munoz. I'm coming from Colombia. I'm doing my PhD in seismology applied to geothermal research, but I'm interested mostly in volcano seismology and tectonic seismology.
Cool. Okay, and where did you just get back from at 4 a.m. this morning?
Yes, we just arrived. We did a very long trip. We were visiting Volcano Island in the Aeolian Islands, southern Italy. It's a pretty interesting activity there now. And we went back this morning after take a ship during many hours. But we are so happy, a bit tired, but so happy from the days from hereafter. We are expecting some interesting data to analyze.
So, okay. Why now? Why did you guys go to Volcano now?
Okay, Volcano is it has a background activity that is considered like normal activity, let's say. But now Volcano is in unrest because the seismic signals increased, and it has been showing some degassing also. The CO2, SO2 ratios have been increasing a bit. Also the volcano tectonic seismicity and some VLPs, earthquakes.
What are VLPs?
VLPs are very long period earthquakes that sometimes are considering associated to magma movement in the interior, but that's the theoretical part. We really don't know still what's going on there. That's why we deployed some instruments to figure out what's going on. Also in collaboration with many people, because we deployed some instruments, but also with the strong support of INGB people in Italy.
Yeah, they're great. Mm-hmm. So what kind of instruments did you use? What were you trying to measure?
Okay, specifically our job consists on deploying seismic instruments, in this case geophones. Geophones are basically instruments that measure the ground movement. Mm-hmm. And these especially are very useful for local seismicity.
Okay.
They register signals in a very determined frequencies, and is useful for local seismicity, basically. Okay. So the idea is try to build up a catalog of the earthquakes that are happening right now.
Okay.
From 1 month, during 1 month, kind of, because the instruments has a battery that just lasts during 1 month.
Ah, so you guys have left instruments there.
Yes, we left instruments there. They're going to be during 1 month.
Okay.
Hopefully, in terms of data acquisition, everything going well.
Okay.
In order to recover very nice data and try to figure out what's going on.
Can you check that data like in real time, or do you have to wait till you get it back?
No. We have to go back, retrieve the instruments, and then retrieve the data.
Ah, okay.
It was a very rapid deployment, like 3 days. It's an equipment that is very suitable for this type of crisis. You can deploy it with a very dense network. We managed to install about 200 instruments in all the island.
Nice.
So we did a very nice coverage of the island, but we're going to see the data 1 month later.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll check in with you guys after a month, see how everything's going. Okay, so I saw some reports, at least last week, that there were like some animals dying from, I think, CO2 asphyxiation or from gases. Were you scared about that, the gases and that kind of stuff? Was this something you were nervous about?
No, I think as a person interested in volcanoes, I am not scared about that. I think unconsciously you think that you simply go, do your job, enjoy your job, but maybe it's, of course, we are aware to be careful, wear the mask for gases, helmets, if it is necessary, if we are close to the crater or something like this, and just that's the idea. Try to be careful every time in the field. As any field campaign, nobody is alone. Everybody is part of a team. Basically, if we take care of others and of yourself, you are safe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. Then I guess last question, was there anything super cool, super funny, super interesting that you saw that you wanted to share?
Mostly this friendship with the colleagues and also with the collaborators that we met in Volcano. Mostly people, the Italian people are so kind, very helpful, every time making fun of everything, enjoying the field. Also the people was very helpful, very interested. When we deployed the instruments in a land, a private land, we tried to talk with people and explain what's going on, what is the situation, and what we are expecting. They also make a lot of questions, but they support a lot.
So, that's good.
Basically, that's people and the atmosphere in the work was extremely nice. Also, the trip was a long trip because we bring all the instruments from Geneva to Volcano.
Yeah.
Thanks to some colleagues that drove.
Wow, that's a long drive. Yes, yeah.
It's a lot driving. Also, we took a ship for so many hours from Naples to Volcano. In the way back, we drove from Milazzo to Palermo. Then we took back a ship from Palermo to Genova. Was a very long trip.
Yeah, that sounds long, but potentially like a lot of fun. Road trips are always fun.
Yes. Also time for everything, for resting, a bit of reading on board, a bit of
singing in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool, good. Well, thanks so much for chatting with us. Do you have any social medias that you want people to follow? I don't know, Twitter? Do you have a Twitter?
Instagram, I use Instagram.
Sure. Would you like to say what your handle is if you want people to follow
you? Yes, FJ Munoz B.
Okay.
Munoz B.
Okay, cool.
FJ Munoz B, that's my Instagram.
Cool. Okay. Well, listeners, if you want, you can follow Francisco there for some cool volcano content, I guess, in his life in Geneva.
No, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah.
I keep you posted in any case.
Sounds good. Good. We're super excited. Thanks so much.
Thanks for inviting.
Okay, bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you very, very much, Francisco, and thank to all of you for listening. We see you next week. Let's go to eat.